Hi, my name is Jotun Dürr and I'm a researcher, but at the same time, I'm a teacher educator. As a researcher, I'm investigating how we can best prepare our teachers or our future teachers to integrate ICT in their educational practice. But as a teacher educator, I'm trying to turn this theory into practice. So teacher training institutions are expected to prepare teachers to integrate ICT in their educational practice. Specifically, they have to become competent to use ICT for their own professional learning, to use ICT to work in the school context, and to use ICT to improve their teaching and learning processes. And that's the scope of my paper. Therefore, I think it's very important to help them bridge the gap between their technological knowledge and their pedagogical content knowledge. So in Flanders, we see that most of our teacher training institutions are moving from ICT as a separate course, technological knowledge, towards a more integrated approach in order to realize TPEC. Now, the challenge is how to do that. Which strategies can we use to realize TPEC? So therefore, we decided to set up a review study. And based on the qualitative evidence, we found six strategies at the micro level. So I would like to present you these six strategies by taking a walk with you. First strategy is about teacher educators as role models, because we have to inspire our student teachers. We have to show them what is possible with ICT in education. The second strategy is about reflection. We need to reflect about the options, the possibilities, but also the dangers about ICT in education. A third strategy is about how to help them design an ICT-rich lesson. So it's about design learning. A fourth strategy is collaboration. Collaboration is very important because as a beginning teacher, it's sometimes difficult to use ICT in your starting practice. So therefore, they have to help each other. Strategy five is about authentic experience. They have to try out what they designed in a safe context and maybe later in a school. And of course, we have to provide feedback and to help them improve their ICT-rich lessons. Now, that's easy to say, but how to turn this theory into practice? Therefore, we decided to work with teacher design teams. It's a group of at least two teachers or student teachers, mostly from the same or related subjects, who are working together on a regular basis in order to design or redesign curriculum materials, in this case, ICT-rich curriculum materials. Now, what are the goals? First goal is to improve their practice and enhance students' learning in view of ICT integration. At the same time, we facilitate teacher learning and we share and generate knowledge about practice. Now, in Flanders, we are setting up design teams with student teachers and also with teacher educators, because we see that also teacher educators need to design ICT-rich lessons and need help to do that. So we always start with our authentic needs, their lessons, their colleges. Learning by design is very important because all the time we design curriculum materials and we provide scaffolds, we provide facilitator, a coach to help them. They are collaborating, they are helping each other, and of course we need to evaluate and reflect about what we're doing in order to realize TPEC. Again, that's easy to say, but it's quite difficult to implement the teacher design team because there are quite a lot of conditions to take into account, both at the institutional level and at the team level. For instance, the solution of a design task can be used over the long term. So it takes a lot of time, so it's not a good idea to prepare something very small that you can use maybe one time. Try to use TPEC in order to integrate technology, specific didactical approach, and a specific content area in a specific context. All the participants have to be open to innovate. It's a very bottom-up approach. You cannot force somebody to be part of a teacher design team. And they have to trust each other as colleagues, trust each other's expertise. Now, all the participants have to be open in order to give and to receive feedback. And the participants feel a responsibility towards the design task. Everybody has to help each other and to design. Now, we need to provide a coach, can be the teacher educators, and this coach has to be flexible and to adapt because each team need maybe specific types of support. Of course, we need to provide time to design or to redesign curriculum materials. And I hope you can learn more from my paper. In case you need more information, feel free to contact me. Good luck.